The former Soviet Republic Kazakhstan in Central Asia is experiencing an economic boom created by its Caspian Sea oil wealth. The country's growth rate was listed at an astonishing 15% last year. While the wealth is beginning to trickle down, many Kazakhs remain poor, and corruption tarnishes Kazakhstan's reputation. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the country's commercial capital, Almaty.
Almaty used to be just another drab Soviet-style city of grim administrative buildings and faceless high-rise apartment blocks. Now there are shiny new storefronts, even American-style shopping malls like this one. The 50 stores here sell everything from Palm Pilots to Calvin Klein underwear. There's a supermarket the size of a football field and even an indoor skating rink. Real estate company reps hand out brochures for a new condominium development called Suntown. The 2 to 6 room spreads cost between $50,000 and $150,000. The developer will help arrange mortgages. Disyan, a bricklayer, can't afford a condo. Today he's settling for a birthday present for his granddaughter. But he says wealth is beginning to reach people like him.
Things are getting better and better. I'm making more money now. My income has doubled from what it used to be 2 or 3 years ago.
Disyan says he now makes about $250 a month. That may not sound like much, but average wages in Kazakhstan are among the highest in the former Soviet Union. Western energy executives here are predictably bullish. David Skiles of British Gas predicts that in a few years, Kazakhstan will be one of the world's top 10 oil exporters.
It's just an incredible country. And along with that, the workforce and the educational system is very strong. So you've got the resources, both mineral and human.
It's not just the big multinational firms that are benefiting. Audrius Juzenis is a bearded Lithuanian who came here 7 years ago and now runs a thriving pharmaceutical import business. Juzenis plans on staying here, and he's even considering acquiring Kazakh citizenship.
It's absolutely free market. It's not government regulation of price, tax duties. It's absolutely free market.
In fact, the United States recently granted Kazakhstan market economy status, a step Kazakh officials hope will promote further trade. Kazakhstan did allow its currency to float, improved tax collection, and took steps towards pension reform. But pharmaceutical importer Audrius Juzenis says Kazakhstan is still plagued by a Soviet-style bureaucracy that requires patience and personal connections to cut through.
If you understand mentality, system, and how you can do business in Kazakhstan, you can work very, very good. But if you come to Kazakhstan and start business and you bring your West mentality and West standards, will be very difficult.
Part of Kazakhstan's mentality is pervasive corruption and the importance of connections to President Nursultan Nazarbayev and his extended family. Martha Brill Olcott, an analyst with the Carnegie Endowment in Washington, knows what businesses like Juzenis are up against.
Corruption is an endemic problem, and what that does is create a glass ceiling for independent entrepreneurs. You can be an unconnected person and create a business in Kazakhstan, but the bigger your business gets, the more likely you are to have to pay greater sums towards protection.
Olcott notes that while oil wealth has created the beginnings of a new middle class, most Kazakhs have been left behind. People like Gennady, an engineer who now works menial jobs just to get by. He stands outside the huge shopping mall in Almaty and points to the glitz.
This is an illusion, Gennady says. Those who are benefiting are the people in power. Kazakhstan is now a country of haves and have-nots.
Olcott of the Carnegie Endowment agrees the recent boom has created a disparity between rich and poor, a gap unknown in Soviet times. But she says if the government uses Kazakhstan's oil wealth wisely, most of the country's 14 million citizens could live comfortable lives in the years ahead. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.